Mike Smith here with you in place of Justin Fluke this week as he's up in Kansas City right now taking care of his daughter who is ill. Best wishes to Justin and his daughter right there. But I'm joined by girls head coach Cy Wallace of the ACCHS Tigers here on the ACCHS Tigers locker room chat. Coach, you're 18-1 on the season. You still got one more game in the regular season side of things Friday against KC Christian. But you had a nice win against Pleasant Ridge in your last game, 48-25. Looking at that contest, what did you see from your squad that you liked out there on the floor?
The kids did some things that we've been talking about that we needed to do heading into sub-state. I was real pleased with the fact we got to the free throw line more. We did some great things with our penetration. We had some timely shooting, especially there in the second quarter. I thought that was a big difference in the game. We had a big push there. I think we outscored them 17-4. In that quarter, the defense was real solid, and I think we forced 25 turnovers, you know, which you like to see that. And I thought one of the big keys in spreading that lead early was we were capitalizing on those, and that makes it doubly an advantage for you if you can do that. And that was something that was real positive that came out of that game.
Well, you're undefeated in league play right now at 12-0, and then you have a league game this Friday against KC Christian. Is that maybe a goal that you set to be at the top of the league and possibly come away with the league crown as well?
Yeah, exactly. It was one of our three main goals that we set out. We thought, based on last year, we were a couple shots away from having a crown last year. We led JCN late in the league game by one with like 2 minutes to go, and then they hit a couple shots and beat us by, I think, five. You know, we beat them here at home this year, and definitely it's an exciting time for the girls because they never won a league championship in basketball ever, and even when we were in the Big Seven, so they're pretty pumped up about it, and you know, that should be a motivating factor to keep them grounded and focused on what's at hand on Friday before we head into a very tough sub-state.
I know you're probably focused on KC Christian right now with that matchup coming on Friday, but the sub-state brackets came out today. You're the number one seed in your sub-state. You'll take on Marhill Mount Academy in the first round. What's maybe something that you're going to tell your squad to get prepared for a postseason play and then also get prepared for KC Christian as well?
Well, you know, the good thing, fortunately Justin Coons, Pea Ridge last week played us the man. We hadn't seen man in a month, and Kansas City Christian plays man. And Marhill, when we played them at their place early in the year, they played us man-to-man. So just to experience that again will be a huge thing. Especially in the first game, you got to focus because, you know, they're going to be coming in here. They are a scrappy young bunch of girls, and talking about Marhill, and, you know, they just won their first game last night, so they're going to be excited and pumped. And I know they've got another game yet to play, but, you know, when we play, it doesn't matter what the records are. I've seen in the past they're capable of coming in here and playing hard, and they could make a game of it if we don't bring our A game, and we've talked about that. And being the top seed, you know, you kind of got a target on your back anyway. And our side of the bracket's pretty tough, and you know, but when you look at it in reality in life, you know, just like you said, Justin's young daughter, it kind of puts it in perspective, and we've got a young man here that's in the hospital. It's a sophomore that he's fighting a brain tumor. So it kind of brings you back a little bit to reality and, you know, puts things in perspective that there are people out there with greater challenges than what we got facing us next week. But, you know, they're going to have big fights on their hands, and I'm sure they'll both come through it. You know, we're going to go out and give it our best effort, and, you know, we hope to defend our, you know, our seed, being the top seed. You know, we're excited to get going, but like I said, we can't look past anybody. We talk about that all the time. We're not quite there to Holton's level where we can afford to look ahead, and I still feel like you got to play them one game at a time. And
well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat here on 103.9 KNZA. I want to wish you good luck in sub-state. I know Justin would want to wish you good luck as well, and it's been a pleasure talking with you today, and I know Justin has enjoyed talking with you throughout the season.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, and I appreciate the coverage and the opportunity to chat with you, and pass along our best wishes to his young one and him, to his family, and thanks for everything.
Well, thank you very much. And that was girls head coach Cy Wallace right there. After the break, boys head coach for the Tigers, Jeff Starkey, will join me here on 103.9 KNZA.